This is Earth and Sky. Access to clean water is one of the most important issues that humans face in the 21st century.
Glenn Frixel is a senior research scientist with Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in Richland, Washington. He told us that a major challenge to the purity of the global water supply comes from toxic heavy metals such as mercury, chromium, and lead. He and his colleagues are working on state-of-the-art water filters made with nanotechnology.
And the way we do this is to make these materials that are essentially, if you can envision a glass honeycomb in which the pores of the honeycomb are on the order of the same dimensions as the double helix of your DNA.
And that's very small indeed, so that this glass honeycomb structure has a huge amount of surface area in a very small space. Across this huge surface area, Frixel's team paints the filter with a single layer of molecules that grab a heavy metal and don't let go.
By putting those two things together, we're able to selectively remove those heavy metals so that we don't drink them. And so that's been the motivation behind all of this, is basically clean water.
Frixel told us that these materials are still being tested, but they might be more widely available in the next year or two. We welcome your questions and comments about nanotechnology at our website, earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Science Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.